USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bootleg wildfire in southern Oregon continues to grow as fire officials say the weather is working against them. The fire has burned through more than 343,000 acres of the Fremont-Winema National Forest in the surrounding area and has destroyed more than 160 homes and structures. At least 2,000 people have been evacuated from mostly rural areas near the blaze. Firefighters say the blaze is currently 25% contained. The weather is unlikely to improve conditions anytime soon, with forecasters saying that temperatures will continue to be 10 to 15 degrees hotter than average without any rain on the horizon. And a Florida man has been sentenced in the first felony case from the investigations into the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Paul Hodgkins was sentenced to 8 months in prison on a charge of obstructing an official proceeding, a charge that carries a maximum 20-year sentence. Hodgkins is one of more than 500 people that have been arrested for their actions during the riot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The White House is trying to tone down its recent criticism of social media, especially Facebook, over the sharing of COVID misinformation. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden is walking back comments regarding Facebook killing people, the administration slamming Facebook for allowing free speech on the platform. Biden saying the spread of misinformation by roughly a dozen people on Facebook is causing vaccine hesitancy across the country.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Ah, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A recent climate summit in Austria had backing from a Hollywood legend. Lance Pry has more.
The Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month enlisted former Hollywood A-lister and California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists seem to be trying to push. Give the people what they want and they won't care if it's a green vehicle.
For years, electric vehicles were these little, tiny little things. They were weak. They had no power. I would never sit in one of those. Never. But now, they're making the powerful trucks electric. The current gasoline-powered Ford 150 goes from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 6.4 seconds. With the electric engine in it, it will go from 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds, almost 2 seconds faster. See, now we are talking. That's power. Big vehicles. That's what people like.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And at least 6 people were injured Monday in Plano, Texas, after a home explosion. 3 people were hospitalized, but the extent of their injuries is not currently known. The Plano Fire Department says the cause of the explosion is also not yet known, but say the blast also damaged 2 nearby homes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.